Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 451 for November 26, 2007, iRobot's Luge. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit Audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for the Daily GizWiz, the GizWiz, the Monday, the GizWiz. I should have sang some other song, but I have run out of steam. So here he is, the GizWiz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Now that that's over. You know, we taped so many episodes like a week or so ago. We didn't even wish people a happy Thanksgiving.
We forgot.
I was looking at my notes and I go, oh, wow, we went right through Thanksgiving.
I've done that. Anyway. I've done that. In fact, I just did that with security now. We taped ahead for Thanksgiving, and I forgot to say happy Thanksgiving to the very end. And I said, oh, this is our Thanksgiving episode.
All right.
So,
well, anyway.
But that's okay, because we're a turkey every day.
That's it. So, that's very good.
We don't have to make anything special about any particular turkey day.
That's very good.
Every day is a turkey with a big GizWiz.
This is a neat gizmo. Now, not being a homeowner, I don't have one and won't be buying one. Hmm. But I thought people would like to know about it, especially in the fall. And they showed me several different video clips of the iRobot Luge. You know what Luge is?
Yeah, it's the like, downhill sled thing, right?
Right. Okay.
Is Except this spelled like that?
No, they spell it L-O-O-J.
Oh.
Well. I know. I said to the woman, what is that word? And she said, oh, you know, like the skiing thing, the Olympic thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leo, this is, you know, iRobot, they make the Roomba, and they make the thing that scrubs your floors. And they were also demonstrating the latest Roomba, which now has something called lighthouses. So it
has a lighthouse.
You know what? They used to have little devices that you put where you didn't want the Roomba to go, and it would stop it. So I saw one of those, and I said, oh, is that one of those things that stops the Roomba? And she said, no, that's called that's a lighthouse, and that tells the Roomba to go into another room.
So, I don't know if it's really good that vacuum cleaners have their own terminology. They're creating a whole new vocabulary. So it sees the lighthouse and then says, oh, quick, go to the other room.
There's a room over there.
Oh, okay. I see. But it's looking for the lighthouse.
Yeah, okay. It's looking for the lighthouse. Anyway, this is not the gadget. Oh. This is all it, but it is from iRobot.
Yes.
And what Luge does, it is a remote control device to clean the leaves out of the gutters of your home.
Now, I have gutters, but I don't have one of these.
And your mind is in it most of the time.
And that's where I live. I live in the gut. That's interesting.
Yeah, if you go to iRobot.com, and my first comment was when I saw it was, how does that fit under the gutter straps that hold the...
It doesn't. That's why it has a handle. You have to lift it up.
No. The handle, Leo, is merely to carry it around. And it is the remote control. It's very clever. That green handle that you see unclips.
Oh.
And is the remote control.
Oh.
And the Luge is low enough that it just goes straight down the gutter, throwing leaves out.
Wow.
And you can watch it, and you can back it up if you need it to make several passes over a place where there are a lot of wet leaves. So it's very clever. And I think the gentleman said it ran about 45 minutes on a charge.
They have different Luge models, I see.
They did have different models. They were only demonstrating
they
one.
They have a 120, a 130, and a 150. And let me see what the difference is.
Oh, okay.
The 120 comes with a belt clip.
Oh, I see. I think the machine might be the same.
Maybe it's a kit. I get it. It's a kit.
Yeah, the different kits.
So you get the 3-stage gutter cleaning auger, but you get two of those on a 150, but only one of them on a 120 and a 130. And you don't get the luge holster, except on the 130 and the 150.
I want a luge holster.
I want a luge holster myself.
I don't have a gutter, but I want a luge holster.
You know, you could save the luge, hold the holster.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
So it's pretty nifty, and they had videos of it running from every different direction.
You think it works?
You know what? I don't know how they could have doctored that video, but they had some pretty grimy, especially the one demo they did where the video camera was following this in the rain, and this was just throwing those wet leaves over the side.
It's the worst job ever. So it flaps them out.
It flaps them out. And it has reverse, so it can spin in either direction if you think the leaves will go better, get thrown over faster as you back up. The one I saw did a really thorough cleaning job in this video. And it's $99, so it's not.
I would pay a kid $99 to do it for me. So,
well, I used to have to do it for free. So that's why I was bringing this up.
And if you don't do it right away, it gets slimy and icky.
Yeah. Ooh. Those are my attorneys.
Slimy and Icky.
Slimy and Icky. Oh, they're great. They've gotten me quite a bit.
When you
tell someone I'm going to send over Slimy and Icky.
You wouldn't want to go to dinner with them, but boy, in a courtroom. Yeah, absolutely. They're the greatest. Well, this is, I think the Roomba is a very interesting product, which is
good. Have you ever used one?
You know, I've used it not in my house. I've used it on TV. You know, I've demonstrated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had one on a loan for a week or so, and I was amazed. I thought it did an okay job until I opened up the dust container and thought, God, I live like a pig.
It's the product that lets you know you live like a pig.
Yeah, I opened it up, and there was hair and a half a slice of pizza, a pork chop,
Alfred E. Newman's incisor. No, I think that's probably true. You probably don't really want to look inside your vacuum, even if it's not a... I think the Roombas have gotten stronger. Originally, they weren't that strong.
No, they've gotten stronger, and they've gotten very sophisticated. They know now when they're running out of power, and they know how to go back and find the charging station.
You're kidding.
Oh. When they're starting to run out of power, like they have 10% power, they remember where their charging station is, and they go in and they
So you can't
get
beat it for coolness. Now, the luge probably doesn't do that because the charging stations is in the garage. You probably don't climb down from the gutter and go to that. Would scare people to see that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you want to be around when those leaves you don't want that to go off on an automatic timer like during a wedding or something on your front porch. That would not be a good thing.
I think you're right.
Ole.
There it is, so ladies and gentlemen. It's not a
robot
sled
luge.
It's a luge. Don't dare call it a sled. And now, because the snow is falling and the trees are turning and I am yearning, it's time for the letters jingle.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the kids' letters.
And we have a letter, very clever letter from Anish. Anish writes us quite often.
Anish, as in quiche.
Yeah, Jack, that's what Howie signs his name. Anish rhymes with quiche, but tastes better. And he's from...
That's funny, because I say Leo, as in mayo, good for sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You two should get together and have a food fight. And Anish, as in quiche, writes, hey, guys. And he's very accurate on this. I noticed that Leo always sings the same sort of thing every Monday. It's a brand new week and a brand new day.
I didn't do it.
And a brand new daily gizwiz.
Yeah. I usually do that. And guess what I didn't do this week?
You didn't do it. Well, that's why I say this for a Monday show. And you, of course, had to mess
it
up.
I had to ruin it.
Right. But then he goes on to say, Leo sings that jingle and then Dick takes out his earplugs.
Yes.
And the week begins.
He knows.
He does. I have a suggestion. a Monday jingle.
Yeah,
then the only days without a jingle would be Wednesday and Thursday.
So we do need a Monday jingle.
We just throw these things into the air.
And when somebody catches them, that's when it happens.
When it lands in someone's gutter.
And the luge comes.
And the luge comes along and throws it down.
We may not have a Monday jingle, but you know what we do have?
What do we have?
A Monday commercial.
Oh!
They're back!
They're back!
Audible.com. We're so happy. We love Audible. Audiobooks that you can listen to on any number of devices Dick has in his garage, in his warehouse. The Sansas work, the iRivers work, the Zens work. Of course, all the iPods work. Imagine the idea of having on your portable MP3 player, having dozens of great books. So the next time you're stuck in traffic or in the air or at an airport, sitting on the tarmac or working out and you just want to get entertained, you can. You can. You go to audible.com and download that book first. You love Steve Martin, I'm sure. He's funny guy. They have right now, on the front page, some of Steve's books are kind of highlighted, including Born Standing Up, A Comic's Life. That's his biography.
That's brand new.
Is it?
I believe it just got reviewed in the Times last week.
I want to read it. I love Steve Martin. And he's written some books like Shop Girl and The Pleasure of My Company. So those are available on audiobooks from Audible. But I would love to read his biography. Oh, wouldn't that be fascinating? Because he's a brilliant guy, I think.
Yeah, he is. He really is. And he's done a lot of unique things.
Well, we'll make that our pick. Now, this is the deal. You get a free book, see? So this works out pretty cool. All you have to do is go to audible.com/... What is our thing? Is it Gizwiz?
Oh, yeah, Gizwiz. Yeah, our secret code.
Our secret code is Gizwiz, right? So audible.com/Gizwiz and sign up there and you get a credit towards a free book. And it could be Steve Martin's new book or it could be any number of books, 45,000 plus titles. We just love audible.com. I'm a major Audible fanatic. Have you ever listened to audiobooks at all?
I just listened to the British company. I forgot what it was from Audible Books. No, you know what? I have a very short attention span.
I really do.
I'll be here. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you know, it's funny because I do too, but there's something about books, audiobooks. I'll tell you, here's part of the problem is I fall asleep when I try to read a book. I just get sleepy, but I don't with Audible. Because they're so well read and I find them fascinating.
Also, you travel much more than I do.
Well, I do. And I used to have a long commute. That's when I first found Audible. But now, you know, I mean, it's just part of my life. I really love them. Anyway, that's our pick of the week this week. It is Steve Martin's new biography. But there are a whole bunch of Steve Martin books you can find at audible.com. But Born Standing Up sounds really, really interesting. Really good. And if you want to get that free book, go to audible.com/gizwiz. And we do thank Audible so much for their support of the Daily Gizwiz.
Yes, sir.
We couldn't do it without them.
Could not. Would not.
So well, we now would. You're writing a Dr. Seuss book. I could not, would not do without.
And should not.
Dick, we have wrapped this thing up. We've come to the end. I didn't sing the song, so I'm going to sing it now. It's another day. It's another week. It's a brand new Daily Gizwiz.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y, it's the Daily Gizwiz, it's the Daily Gizwiz, it's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.